Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now in Masechet Tanit Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, continuing with our examination of the opening piece regarding mentioning the rain in its proper season. Tana. B'tal uveruchot lo chivu chachamim lizahazkir. Chachamim made no obligation for us to mention dew nor wind. V'imbala hazkir mazkir. If you want to, you can mention it. My Tama, what's the reason? Amar B'chanina. Since they never stop, there's no reason to mention them. How do we know that Tal, the dew never stops? When Eliyahu announces the famine, he says there will be no dew nor rain. And when Hashem relieves the famine, the drought, he says, he says, go up, show up to the king Achav, and let him know that I'm going to make it rain. But he didn't say anything about the dew. My Tama, Mishum, to Lo Miatzar, because it never really stopped. So why did Eliyahu take an oath that it would stop? What he said was, even dew, which serves as a blessing, that won't come. But regular dew is going to be there. So why don't we pray for tal, for dew, that is a blessing? The answer is, Mishum to Lo Min Karamilta, because you can't see the difference between one and the other. So Ruchot Menal and Lomiatri, who says that wind, excuse me, that wind, the winds don't stop. Hamishub and Levi, the Amar Kora, Kikyarba, Ruchot Hashemayim, Perasti Etchem Ne'um Adonai. God says, I have spread you through the world like the four winds of the earth. My Kamerlu, what is the Navi saying? Yilei Machi Kamerlu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Devadratinu Baruch Hu Edalma. If it's that God said, I've spread you to the four winds of the earth, Yachi ke arba be arba mvayle. It shouldn't say like the four winds. It should be into the four winds. Halachi kama kashem shif shalo lamba l'ruchot. Just like the world cannot exist without wind, and wind is always there. Kachiyef shalo lamba lo Yisrael. So the world cannot exist without Yisrael. So you represent the wind. B'chanina hilkach v'motachama marashiv haruach ein machzivin oto. It says, therefore, in the summer, if you say Vashiv Haruach, you don't have to go back and say Tefillah again. But Amar Marita Geshem, if you said he was the one who makes it rain, then Machzirin Oto, because that's something that has a season and that's not summer. Bimotag Shamim, now flip it. In the winter, the Amar Mashiv Haruach, if you didn't say Mashiv Haruach, ain't Machzirin Oto. You don't have to mention it, because again, wind works either way. It doesn't matter. So therefore, if you say it in the summer, don't say it in the summer. Say it in the winter, don't say it in the winter, it doesn't matter. Lo amar Marita Geshem, if you don't mention the rain. In the winter, Machzir Oto, you have to say Tefillah again. Lord Ella Falam Afilo Amar Mavir Ruach Mafriya Chatal in Machzir Oto. If you said he makes the wind blow and makes the dew sprout things forth, then you don't have to go back and say Tefillah again. Tana, Be'avim V'ruchot Lachivu Chacham Nizazkir. So before we had a brayta that said Tal U'ruchot, here it's Avim V'ruchot, meaning clouds and winds. We don't have to mention V'imbal Azkir, but you can mention them. Ma'itam, Mishum Lomiatzri. Again, they don't stop. Lomiatzri, is that true? Ba'atan of Yosef, Ya'atzarat HaShemayim. In Parshat Vayim Shemua, it says, God, if we're bad, God will stop the heavens. What does that mean? Min Avim V'ruchot. No clouds, no wind. You think it's clouds and wind. Maybe it means rain. The next phrase says there will be no rain. So rain is covered already. What does God mean? What does Moshe mean when he says, and God will stop the heavens? Means clouds and wind. So because we said that clouds never stop and wind never stops, so how do you say he's going to stop it? Avim avim lokasha habacharpe habaafli. The clouds that come before a storm, those are there, but the ones that come afterwards, those can be stopped. Ruchot ruchot lokasha habaruach mitzia baruach sheni mitzia. Regular wind never stops, but strong winds, those could stop. Baruch sheni mitzia chazi levedari. So, but even special winds, that if they could stop, we should pray for them. It's helpful for winnowing. So, after Shabbat, you could winnow with a sieve. Aitana havim baruchot shniot lematar. He said, they are seconds to rain. Debatar mitra. If they come after rain, then it's like rain. It's helpful as rain. You think that clouds and wind are good things. In the curse in Sefer Devarim, it says God is going to make your rain into dust. So it sounds like wind that comes after rain is not a good thing. That's talking about wind that follows the rain. It depends if the wind is mild or the wind is strong. Or hadimal avak, kadalimal avak. If the wind is such that doesn't raise dust, then it's good. Rabbi Yehuda zikar about the mitra kemitra. Rabbi Yehuda also said, wind that comes after a rainstorm is like more rain. It helps. It moves things around. Eva about the mitra, clouds after rain, kemitra again. It's like rain. Shimshin about the mitra, but if the sun comes out, ketre mitri. It's like double rain, because that's beautiful. It helps everything grow. Mute mai. So what's that excluding? The mute gilhi delalia, when it rains at night and then there's kind of a gleam. Vishimshu debeni karchi. Or, the sun that shows up, between the clouds and you have just a little bit of wind, it's kind of like, somebody that's bald. So it's not clear sunshine. That's why Beni Karchi. Okay, I'm Rava. Male Talgi Litura Kahamisha Matu the Ara. Snow is good for the mountains like five rainstorms. Shemar Kila Shalik Yamarhu Eretz Vigeshum Matar Vigeshum Mitrot Uzo. Five terms. Rava Talga Litura Matra Razia Li Ilane. Snow is good for the mountains. Strong rain for the trees. Matra Nechalapere. Mild rain for the fruit. Or pila, little drops, afila partsida tute kala mahanyale, is good for the seeds that are underneath the tree. Meyer pila, what are these little seeds? Uru pili. It's like wake up seeds, that's the phrase of pila. Viamarava, haitura baran dami la partsida tute kala. Now we have a homily that a Talmid Chacham is like that little seed under the tree. The cave into Navit, once it starts sprouting, he sprouts. Viamarava, haitura baran, once he gets famous, he gets his name out there, then he's well known. Hai to Rabbanan, Duratach, Uraitahu to come at Rathale. If a Talmud Chacham gets angry, it's the Torah that's making him angry. Shinemar lo kodvaika, Eshnu Madonai. God's words are like fire. Ramashi called Chacham Sheino Kashav Garbarzel. If a Talmud Chacham is not strong as iron, and unbending, Eino Talmud Chacham, not a real Talmud Chacham, Shinemar Chapatisha Fotzei Tzela. That God's word is like a hammer that causes things to destroy a stone. Eretz Yisrael is called a land that has iron ore. Altikre avaneha ela boneha. So not its rocks, but rather its builders are like iron. Even though it's a good thing to have that kind of passion and strength and stubbornness, if you will, it's good to behave in a quiet manner. Get anger from your heart and get evil away from yourself. Okay, three people asked inappropriately. Two got appropriate responses nonetheless from God. One did not. Eluin Eliezer of Avraham, Avraham's slave, as described in Genesis 24. Shaul ben Kish, this is in reference to Shaul at Mohammed Goliath. V'iftach ha-giladi in Shoftim Yud Aleph. Eliezer of Avraham dichtiv, ayanar asher ma'ila atinachadech, etc. He said, whichever girl comes out and offers the water will be the wife to Yitzchak. Yachol afil chigar afil usuma, could have even been a lame or blind girl. Heshivuka again, but nonetheless he got a good response to his Zamla Rivka, and Rivka came out. Shaul ben Kish dichtiv, ayayisha shaykeni asher ha-melech, yosher gadovet, v'itayitain lo. Shaul made an offer, whichever person come and kill Goliath will get to marry the king's daughter, and will get lots of wealth, and his father will have a tax amnesty in perpetuity. Yachol afilu afilu mamzer, could have been a lowlife, could have been a slave or a mamzer. Heshivu kohogen, v'nizdamin lo David. Nonetheless, David turned out to be that guy. And Yiftach ha-giladi, though, dichtiv aya yotzei sheyotzei midaltei beti, he made an oath when he was going to war against Amon, whatever comes out of my house and greets me will become a korban. which is a mistake because it could have been anything, even something unkosher. And tragically, his daughter came out, and of course, he ended up killing her. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no healer there? Meaning that Yiftach should have looked for a solution to get out of the nether and not to have to kill his daughter. When talking about child sacrifice, Yirmiyahu says this is something God says, I never commanded, I never said it, I never imagined it. This is at the end of Perak Gimel of Malachim Bet. And he killed him and he put him on the wall, and Edom and Yisrael and Yehuda all got scared and left, or got upset and left. That's what Yiftach did to his daughter. Who God never intended Avraham to kill at the Akedah. Yisrael asked it appropriately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kol Gein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nonetheless answered them appropriately. That Yisrael says, we're going to go seek after God and he'll come to the rain to us. And that's the connection with our Gadah. You're asking for something that sometimes is there, sometimes not. I'm going to instead be something to you that is always needed. I will be like dew. Again, Yisrael asked for something else inappropriate. Simeini kachotam al libecha, kachotam al zorecha. Famously, ten of Shir Hashirim, make me for a seal on your heart, for a seal on your arm. You're asking for something which sometimes is seen, sometimes not. I'm going to make my connection with you, something which is always seen. I've engraved you on your arms, on your hands. Back to the Mishnah, it says we do not request the Geshem except around the time of Geshem. So our first address, our first analysis said that Sheila and Haskarah, mentioning Geshem, requesting Geshem, all means the same thing. So Mantana, who could the author of that statement in the Mishnah be? Rabbi Yeshua, it must be Rabbi Yeshua, who says, that you start mentioning rain, and therefore asking for rain, when you put down the lulav on the last day. Amar Rabbi, afilu tamei Rabbi Elazar. No, it could be Rabbi Eliezer, who said the first day. Sheila lachud, Haskarah lachud. They're not the same. Mentioning the rain and asking for rain aren't the same. We'll say, maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua who said that you stop mentioning it when you put the lulav down. No, it's a different formulation of the same idea. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So he said, the one who goes before Teva on Sukkot, on Shmini Atzeret, the first one doesn't mention rain, the last one does. And the flip on the first day of Pesach. Arminu ad matai shualin tak shamim, how long do we keep asking for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyavor Pesach. Till Pesach's over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyavor Nisan, all the way to the end of the month of Nisan. So Rav Chisda lo kasha, kan lishol, kan mahazkir. So Rav Chisda says, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is talking about mentioning rain, and in that bright day he's talking about asking for rain. So Mishal Shoyel Veazil. So you keep asking till the end of Pesach. But Lazkir Biom Tavishon Pasach, you stop mentioning it on the first day. So Ula, Hadar Chista Kasha, Kachomet Lishnam Chashan Leinaim. He said, invoking the Pasuk from Mishlei, this statement of Rav Chista is very hard to take. It's like vinegar in your teeth and like smoke in your eyes. Umab Makom Sheno Shoyel Mazkir, think about this. In Shmini Atzeret, when you're not yet asking for rain, you're already mentioning it. If you're still asking for rain during in the middle of Pesach, why wouldn't you mention it? You always mention it longer. The answer is the machloket tanaim of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Whether he said it's all the way through Pesach or till the first day. And that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef from my Ad Shevar Pesach, he said, no, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean in the Braita? Ad Shevar Shliach Tzibur Rishon, I read B'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. Until the first fellow who davens for the Amud, Shacharit, on the first day of Pesach. We don't ask for anything on Yom Tov. So there's no Birchat Hashanim. Amar Le'in, Shoel Maturgaman. Yes, the Maturgaman, after davening, says a public request for rain. So new to us. From Torah and Shoel, the Rashi not tzurich letzibor. Since when does he make requests of things that tzibor doesn't want? Ela michvar tekru ula. We have to go back to Ula's explanation, which is there's two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Amar, he had a different take. My ad shivar pesach, ad shivar zman shchitata pesach. He says, you ask for rain until we're done with shchitata pesach, which is the mincha of Erev Pesach. Uchitchilato kein sofo. The beginning of request is like the end of request. Matcha tomas kerf bishen oshoel. So just like at the beginning, you're mentioning rain before you're asking for rain, like Shmini Atzeret. Asofo mas kerf bishen oshoel. And the same thing at the end, you've stopped asking on Erev Pesach, you still mention it all the way till the next day. I understand, Abaye says, why you would mention rain before asking for it, because mentioning is kind of like appeasing towards the request. So, but why would you continue mentioning rain after you stopped asking for it on the first day of Pesach? We have to go back to Ula's take that it's two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan. Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, we rule like Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, which version? Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Asi, Vyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, since when did Rabbi Yochanan say Aloch Rabbi Yehuda? But none. Later on in our Mishnah, we're going to see Bishloshav Mar Cheshvan Shalim Tag Shamim. We begin asking on the third of Mar Cheshvan. We're going to Leal Rabbi Shivabo on the seventh. The seventh means much later. Vyam Rabbi Lazar, Aloch Rabbi Gamliel. We rule like Rabbi Gamliel. So I'm like, you're telling me because Rabbi Lazar Ben Padat ruled like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan can't rule like Rabbi Yehuda? The other possibility is that Rabbi Yochanan is simply talking about mentioning it, and that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And here the question is about when you request it. Rabbi Yochanan said, whenever you make the request, you mention it. That's talking about that if you no longer ask, you no longer mention. He says, no, they run together. When you start to mention it, you start to ask. Request rain. When you stop requesting rain, you stop mentioning it. Hello, Kasha. Halan v'halahu. It depends for Bavel or Eretz Yisrael. Maishnali didan. Why do we need it longer? The idlan peribidavu. We sell a fruit out in the field. Idhunami idluhu olirigalim. They have, sorry. That we still have fruit in the field, Sukkot time, so we don't want it to rain yet. They also have Olei Regalim, we're coming up to Yerushalayim, they also don't want him to request it. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Mizman Shem Beit HaMikdash Kayim. He meant, when there is no Beit HaMikdash, we start requesting right at Sukkot. Once you say that, you could say both of them are for Eretz Yisrael. Lokasha comes at the Mikdash Kayam. Comes one chain Beit Mikdash Kayam. So when the Beit Mikdash is not around, we can begin asking earlier because there's no consideration of Ole Regel. Va'anan de'idlan treyomi. We in Bavel have 2 days of Chag. Hechei Avdina. What do we do? Amra matchil musafin. You start requesting it during Musaf, mentioning Musaf, posek mincha arvit v'shacharit, then mincha arvit and shacharit the next day, you don't mention it, v'chosev musafin, and then in Musaf you say it again. L'shmuel, pukuva amulei v'abba, go tell Abba, that's Rav, achar shasito kodesh, taseu chol, once you've made the day kodesh, you make it chol, meaning go back on the question, on the mention, alam ha'shmuel, matchil musafin uv mincha, meaning you mention Musaf and mincha, Posek Aviv v'Shacharit. You do take a break that night and the next morning. Chozer Matchil b'Musafin. And then you can ask again Musafin. Mention again Musafin. Rav Amar, Kevan Shitchil Shona Posek. Rav said what our halacha is. Once you start mentioning it, you don't stop. You'll go back and forth. Chanav Sheshel, Kevan Shitchil Shona Posek. V'Yaf Rav Hadarbe. Rav changed his mind. Rav Hadar Rav. Monez v'Yachan Yom Kiderach Shemoneh Esara Yamim Roshon V'Yarek Kippurim U'Matchil. You count 21 days from the Chag, just like 10 days from Yom Kippur, and then you start requesting. Once you start, you don't stop till the end of the season. And that indeed is the halacha. Pause this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah, which mentions some of the things that we were just invoked. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.